Please note, this podcast is for inspiration only and is not a substitute for professional help. Welcome to Diary Detours. In this series, I share the raw and real pages of my personal diary. Some hopeful, some angry, some sad, and some just strange. My hope is that by opening up and being vulnerable, you'll be inspired to start your own journaling practice. Let this be a safe space for us all to find a healthy release, a place to just let it out. So let's take a step together into today's entry.
Welcome to the Streets of Our Lives. On this podcast, we reflect on the roads that shaped us and collect wisdom to light the way ahead. Let's walk the path to healing, one step at a time.
I'm a little nervous to share this particular diary entry on the podcast because I don't want anyone to think that I'm intentionally trying to speak bad about my parents. I do also worry that they might listen to this episode one day and feel offended, but my goal in sharing this is not to shame them. Internally, I have been working on letting go of my resentment and trying to understand where my parents came from. Neither of them had healthy upbringings, and that is putting it very lightly. So I realized that the way that they raised me was affected by their own childhood experiences. With all that said, I still want to share this diary entry because it could potentially resonate with someone else who hears it. It's also a way for me to safely share my thoughts and potentially release attachment to some of my wounds. Anyway, here is a diary entry I wrote about 6 or 7 months ago when I had a very eye-opening moment of reflection. I knew I wasn't happy in childhood, but as a kid, you don't have the words to describe it. As an adult who is finally working to heal childhood wounds, I can now put to words what I felt and experienced. As I make these realizations now, I recognize that I have been living on a roller coaster of emotions, back and forth from depression to anxiety my whole life, living in extremes. When my parents divorced, my life basically split in half. I spent part of the week at my mother's and part of the week at my father's. Some children of divorce will usually find they prefer staying with one parent over the other. They're eager to leave the one parent's home because it's toxic, to the other parent's home where they can find relief. That wasn't the case for me. When my time at my mother's was coming to an end, I was slightly relieved to go to my father's. But that feeling of relief was fleeting. When my time at my father's was coming to an end, I was also slightly relieved to go to my mother's. But yet again, that comforting feeling was only temporary. I felt scared and anxious in one home. I felt lonely and depressed in the other. In one home, I made myself invisible. For invisibility and stillness meant I would endure less criticism and rage. In the other home, I acted out. For attitude and bad behavior meant I would finally get some form of attention. In one home, I desired solitude. In the other home, I desired companionship. It's kind of wild to think about how I lived in extremes. There was rarely ever any harmony. People often say we need to live more balanced lives. It's funny because I have found myself touting the same line. But what do I know about balance? All I ever wanted was his approval. All I ever wanted was her attention. All he ever gave me was his criticism. All she ever gave me was her problems. He paid me too much attention. She didn't give me enough. He constantly told me what I should do. She never asked me how I was doing. He obsessed over my grades in school. She didn't care that I was excelling. He belittled me for my opinions when we had long conversations. She was so busy with her own problems that we didn't have deep dialogue. He condemned me for my weight and my diet. She didn't care that I ate garbage. He wanted me to have the same interests and hobbies as him. She didn't ask me what I was passionate about. One parent controlled me while the other ignored me. I would think to myself, I wish they would just reverse roles. Wishing my mom would care enough to control me and that my father would not care so much and just ignore me. But this is not the answer. It's still just living in extremes. And living in extremes has gotten me to where I am today, on this never-ending roller coaster ride of depression and anxiety. When will this ride ever stop? I'm starting to get sick of it. I've only started seeing a psychologist this year, and of course, I have been sharing a lot about my past, especially what my childhood was like. Rereading that diary entry reminds me of a recent therapy session that I had with her. I was telling her about the shame and guilt that I feel in the ways that I interact with those who I'm really close with. After listening to me, she said this, and I'm paraphrasing. Lena, it makes sense why you interact the way you do in your present-day relationships. After what you've shared with me about your childhood, it seems that you never had the space to express yourself authentically. When she said that, it was like a light bulb went off in my head. I guess it was obvious to her, but it had not been obvious to me. And she's right. I grew up in two extreme environments. In one environment, I hid my true self for fear of being criticized. In the other environment, I tried to show my true self, but I was invisible. I never knew that I was living in extremes until the day I wrote that diary entry and finally put words to it. I also never knew that my present-day interactions are being impacted by the extremism that I experienced in my youth until the psychologist pointed it out to me in therapy. If there's a takeaway that I can share with you today, it would be this. There is so much power in writing about our experiences. Maybe you can't be supported by a mental health professional right now for whatever reason, but you do have the ability and the resources to write. Remember, I'm not a professional. I'm just a gal who is intentional about her own healing and who hopes to encourage you along your own journey. I want to thank you so very much for giving this episode your attention. Until next time, this is Lena LaRue. I'll see you on the streets.
Thank you for joining us today. As you navigate your journey, remember, healing isn't linear. The path may twist and turn. Some days you will sprint, other days you will stumble. But this doesn't mean you are lost. It means you are making progress. Keep going. You're doing better than you think.